talk now about Jacob Zuma and the letter that his lawyers have written to the Zonda Commission asking the Deputy Chief Justice to recuse himself because Jacob Zuma says he is biased. The chair of the State Capture Commission is biased. Political analyst Dr. Ralph Mateja joins us now on the line. As always, a pleasure to chat to you and thank you for agreeing to come on to the program. Earlier, I played some of Jacob Zuma's performance the last time he appeared before the Zonda Commission. And of course, it's really not flattering for him. Is this all trickery, Dr. Mateja, or is there a part of you that would be justified in thinking maybe he just doesn't get it?
Good morning, Bongani, and good morning to your listeners. You know what? I think the only word that comes to mind, the phrase, is good faith. Can anyone presume good faith on the side of President Jacob Zuma? And the answer is no, Bongani, because what he's trying to do is to resuscitate something he tried and it has failed. He's now taking the core of the commission. I mean, if you ask the chair of the commission to recuse himself, and earlier on you had actually tried to go to court to argue that it is your right to decide who the chair is, you are trying to smuggle back that case back to court, and I don't think anyone will take this thing seriously. So this is just another attempt by President Jacob Zuma to attack processes, to cast aspersions on processes so that he can avoid dealing with substantive matters at hand here, Bongani.
Well, you talk about substantive matters, but he's argued all along that none of the witnesses that have come before the commission have provided any evidence that he should respond to. He has, in fact, opted not to even cross-examine any of them, which means all of their testimonies and their evidence stands.
But, I mean, Bongani, it is not up to him to review what is being submitted there. It is up to him to respond to what is being submitted there about him. And the discretion is with the Chief Justice to decide if someone has to be called and to even test whether someone indeed has something to respond to. That can only be done at the commission, Bongani. I mean, President Jacob Zuma goes there and he almost selects the questions that he wants to deal with. Really, he has not been a cooperative witness. And all in fairness, Bongani, the Chief Justice, the Deputy Chief Justice has been very, very patient. I mean, I watched when he firstly appeared throughout. The Deputy Chief Justice is almost even guiding people in avoiding answering him. So I don't really see any bias here.
So what does this all mean for the judiciary in general? I mean, if a former head of state makes an attack like this, is there concern there? And ultimately, I mean, I don't see how he thinks he can get away with this. What's the end game?
I don't think the aim is to get away with this when it comes to rationality, substantively, and justifying this thing. The aim, Bongani, is to create that political climate that actually places the judiciary under siege. It is quite sad because this is a calculated move, knowing exactly that the judiciary, as an institution, it does not follow the practice of defending itself in the public. And those who appear before court, they go and give press conferences, attack the judiciary, and still go back, and this institution still continues with its decorum. So this is just a political maneuver. This is not meant to demonstrate anything, but it is just meant to cultivate the political climate.
And it's something we're all too familiar with, isn't it, when it comes to Jacob Zuma? Political analyst Dr. Ralph Mateja, we thank you for your time.